English writer Enid Blyton is one of the most popular authors in the world. More than 400 million copies of her children's books have been sold worldwide, and generations of British children have grown up hooked on her stories of adventure and magic. But not everyone likes Enid Blyton. Some people are objecting to plans to put up a plaque where her house once stood in the town of Beaconsfield as part of a festival to celebrate her life and work. They complain that her books are racist and sexist. One of the problems is that Blyton wrote between the 1920s and 1960s. Since that time, British society has changed enormously, especially with regards to how we should speak about race, gender, class, and how to bring up children. Generations of children have been willing to overlook the punishments and prejudice and have avidly read her 5,000 short stories and 150 novels. Children's writer Michael Rosen says this is because she knew what children wanted in a story. Adults are usually absent in Blyton's books, allowing children to be powerful, traveling and cooking for themselves, visiting magic lands, or solving mysteries. But in modern British life, children are more than ever being constantly watched and controlled as people become more security conscious. Blyton's books are now published with changes to make them more acceptable to modern sensibilities, and sales are increasing. Regardless of criticisms, Enid Blyton's stories are as much a part of childhood for this generation of British children as they were for their parents and grandparents.
What can be learned about Enid Blyton? What makes people dislike Blyton's works? What makes Blyton's books regain its popularity?